Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Rabihi, the 12th day of the month of Adar. Happy birthday to our daughter Adira, turned 6 today on the 12th Adar. And today is day 523, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shmuel Ismach of the Young Israel of Great Neck in Great Neck, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. He'll be followed by Rabbi Ismach slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chabalas, Kuf Lamin, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 120, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Ismach will lead us in the recitation of the Mishnah Berach for our dear Chayalim, for the soldiers of the IDF, for the hostages, for the Shvuim, and finally the Mishnah Berach Acholim, for those who are sick or ill or injured, where he will pause and allow us to enter the names, insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. As I've been sharing the last week or so, only there in that email is there a link that is provided with us directly from the IDF, from the Israeli Defense Force, that has a list of all of those soldiers who are desperately in need of our collective tefillos, of our prayers, those who have been injured physically and mentally and are in need of that refuah shalema. And I ask that each of you, please, whether on this call or at any time, to please continue to daven and to pray for all of those in need. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Ismach.
Hello to everybody on the call, and also, first of all, most importantly, happy birthday to Adira. I was not aware of this. I was just preparing for Purim. Little did I know what a celebration today would be. As we prepare for Purim, we prepare, of course, for four different mitzvos. We prepare for Matanos Le'Avyonim, we prepare for Mishloach Manos, Mikra Megillah. We also prepare for the Mishnah for the Seuda, and most of those mitzvot, I think they make sense. The Mishnah, we celebrate physically, existentially, the salvation that we had experienced in the time of Purim. We read the story through Mikra Megillah. Mishloach Manos, a little bit more complicated, but it's about, seems, keeping the connection to other people ongoing. We're very good at connecting in existential crisis. We all feel one. Am Echad Ninatzeach. We'll all be together. We will all win. But when that moment and crisis ends, we're not as good as keeping connected. And so Mishloach Manos keeps us there. The question I had is, why Matanos Le'Avyonim? Why do we, on this day, decide and choose to give money to the poor? In particular, the way we do so is not in the model of tzedakah. It's not just regular ma'aser, where we give a tenth of our income, but rather we learn in the Yerushalmi that kol ha-poshet yad nosein lo, that anybody who sticks their hand out, you give, you put something into their hand, which is actually a standard, which it seems does not apply on any other day of the year. It is exclusive to Purim, where there's not supposed to be any cynicism or any exacting checks or bdikos to figure out who deserves and who does not. And so why is it that we have this special mitzvah, and what connection does it have to the story of Purim? So I'd like to suggest that perhaps, as we know, the story of Purim is really just the second stage in an ongoing saga that the Jews have been dealing with since literally the day or days after they left Egypt. And that, of course, is Milchemes Amalek. We read about Amalek in Parshas Zachar this past Shabbos. We'll read the story of the actual battle against Amalek on this coming Friday morning, on Purim morning. The question is, what is the lesson, what is the takeaway from remembering the battle of Amalek? Of course, we're supposed to remember the theological element, the theological element of them somehow going to war with the Jewish people on the heels of this miraculous salvation in and from Egypt. Now, that's amazing. How could Amalek do that? Ki yod al kes, their hand is on the throne of God. They somehow want to diminish God's presence. And so when the victory over Amalek, Moshe's hands go right in the air, pointing up and reminding the Jewish people where they are from, and me'ayin yavo ezri, ezri me'in Hashem, osei shemayim ba'aretz. They remember the incredible focus they need to have on where things really do come from, which is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what actually are we told about the Battle of Amalek? If you take a look at the Parshas Zachar key line, the phrase perhaps that pays, Zachar es asher asa lecha Amalek, v'derech b'tzeischem mimitzrayim. Remember what they did when you left Egypt. Asher karucha v'derech. Vayezanev lecha kol hanechash shalim acharecha v'ata ayef v'yogea. Amalek, this nation, was vayezanev. Difficult word to translate. Somehow they massacred, they did evil too. Kol hanechash shalim acharecha, all of the people who were straggling behind. These people straggling behind somehow were abused by Amalek. Where were you? Why were you not protecting these people from the forces of Amalek? Because you were a yef v'yogea. You were tired. You were exhausted. Of course, you had just come out of Egypt. I mean, it's excusable that you were tired and you were exhausted. And finally, below Yorei Elokim, you did not fear God. It seems then the priorities of what we're meant to remember. Sure, it's true that Amalek is a theological construct, their opposition to God's presence in this world, their denial of God's involvement in human affairs, sure, that's all important. Lo Yorei Elokim, though, comes last. And what seems to be more important than that pasuk is the fact that Vayizanev b'chol kol nechasholam acharecha, remember what they did, remember who they did it to, and remember that ata ayef v'yogea. I think nowadays a lot of us are ayef v'yogea. We're tired, we're exhausted. There's a tremendous amount going on in our own lives. We live very, very busy existences. It is very difficult even to care about all of the people in our own lives, our spouses, our children, to be able to focus on their needs enough, our communities. There's so much, and there's so much calling for our attention at every given moment. We are a yes, we are a yogea. But there are people in our lives who are unfortunate. They are suffering in some way. They are nechash shalom. They are somehow being left behind. They are being dragged, barely able to keep up. And to those people, it seems, the lesson of Amalek ultimately is that we need to figure out a way to arrive and to show up for them, despite being ayesh v'yogea, despite being people who are tired and exhausted and so busy with our own affairs. This, of course, is the lesson of Amalek. If you want to learn the lesson, we have to care about such people. But as well, we have to remember that the story of Purim is Amalek 2 or 3.0. It's the same story. And when we remember what it's like to beat back Haman from everything that Haman had attempted to do to the Jewish people, we have to recall that we are also obligated to take care of those Nechash Shalom Acharecha, the people who unfortunately might not have what we have. They might be desperate. They might be umlalin. They might be unfortunate for a variety of reasons. We need to step into the fray and be present for them. There's a beautiful explanation that the Seder Hayom offers as to what exactly Matanos Levyonim, it's a description really, what Matanos Levyonim looked like in the city of Tzat a few hundred years back. And it refers to how everybody would gather together in shul, and they would bring their money with them, their cash, and they would distribute the money for all the communal needs, and they would distribute the money to all of the anim who would come, and people who did not have enough necessarily to give to others would be given so that they could also be amongst the giving. They would give to anybody who stuck their hand out, anybody who arrived, and most importantly, with that sentiment, that simcha, that joy of the mitzvah, that joy of helping others, that joy of remembering not only what Amalek did to us, but what we let Amalek do by being too ayesh, too yogea, too tired and too exhausted to take care of others ourselves, we recall that on Purim. And so as we prepare our Matanos Le'evyonim gifts, we remember that it is a critical part of Melchemes Amalek to think about those who were left behind and do it whatever we can on this very important day, on this very important holiday, which reminisces of the first battles that the Jews ever had, and it's an ongoing battle, that we are not too ayef, we are not too yogea, We are going to arrive. We are going to show up. We are going to be awakened to do for everyone around us. Thank you for listening. We'll begin with Tehillim, Perakos, Psalm 20. Am Natzeach, Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai, Yom Tzara Yisagevcha, Shem, Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadecha, Yizkar Komen Chosecha, Yolascha Yedash Nesela. Yitain Lecha Chol Varecha, Bechalatoscha Yimalei, Nerana Nabi Shuasecha, Veshem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha. Ata Yodati, Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yaneinu Mishnei Kodcho, Bigvuros, Yishai Mino, Eile Varecha, Ve'eile Vasusim, Vanachnu Mishem Adonai Eloheinu Nazgir, Ema Karu V'Nafalu, Vanachnu Kamnu Benesodod, Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Yaneinu, V'yom Kareinu. Tehillim, Chaf Gimel, 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echzor, V'Nosesh Yabitzeni Al Mimenucho Sinahaleini, Nafshi Yeshove B'Yancheni B'Magle Tzedek L'Man Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech B'Geit Salmoves Lo Yirara Ki Atoi Modi, Piftecha U'Mishantecha Heimu Yenachemuni. Taruch L'Fonai Shulchan Neged Tzoreroi, Tishanta V'Hashemen Roshi Kosi Revaya, Ach Tov V'Chesed Yudafuni Kol Yimei Chayai, V'Shavti B'Beis Adonai L'Orech Yamin. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shir Lamalo Sasaina Yel Haorim, Meyayim Yavo Ezri. Ezri Meim Adonai Osei Shamayim Vaoret. Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha, Al Yonum Shomrecha, Kine Lo Yonum Vola Yishan Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzolcha Al Yad Yiminecha, Yomal HaShemesh Lo Yakeka V'Yareach Balayla, Adonai Yishmorecha Mikol Ro Yishmor Es Namshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzeischa Uvoecha, Me'atah V'Yad Olam. Tehillim Kuflamid, 130. Shir Hamalos Mimakim Karasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Bekoliti Yena Aznecha Kashuvos Bekol Tachanunoi. Im Abonos Tishmarya, Adonai Miyamod Ki Imcha Haslicha Laman Tivarei. Kivisei Adonai Kivisan Afshir Veliberu Hocholti, Nafshir Adonai Mishomrim Laboker Shomerim Laboker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Hachesed Harbeim Ofidus. Vuhu Yifte Es Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav. Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, 142. Maskilu David Biyoso Vamara Sihila, Sifila. Kolia al Adonai Ezra, Kolia al Adonai Eschanon. Eshboch Lufanov Sihi, Tzerasi Lufanov Agid. Behisatef Olai Ruchi Viato Yodata Nesivasi. Bo Urachzu Ahalech Tamnu Fachli. Abet Yomin Re'e Ve'inli Makir. Avad banos mimeni vein derish l'nafshi. Za'akti eilecha Adonai amarti atamachsi chelki be'eret hachayim. Hakshiva elvin nafsi ki dalus mimaod hatsilim mirodfai ki amtsu mimeni hotsia mimasker nafshi lahodos es shemecha biyachtiru tzadikim ki sigmal aloi. Acheinu kolbeis Yisrael anestinim batzara uvashevya. Ha'omdim, bein bayam, uvein bayabasha, amakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotziyei mitzara l'rvacha, u'me'afela li'ora, u'mishibod li'gu'ula, ashta bagala u'vizman kariv nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon. And let us say Amen. Mishaberech Haloseinu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva HaHaganah Yisrael V'Anshei Kachos HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Arceinu V'Ari Eloheinu Migvul HaLevanon V'Admin V'Amitzrayim Min Hayom HaGadol Ad Levo HaRavo B'Chol Makom Sheheim V'Yabasha V'Avir U'Vayam. Yitain Adonai Tzaybeinu, Hakamim Aleinu Nigafim Lifneihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'Yatzil Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka U'Mikol Nega U'Machala V'Yishlach Bracha V'Hachlacha B'Chol Masa Yedeim Yad Bersoneinu Tachteihem V'Yatrein B'Cheser Yishua V'Ateres Nitzachon Ikuyam Behem HaChosuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem Aholechi Machem, Lehilachem Machem, Imla Vechem, Lehoshia Eschem, and Omar Amen. Mishaberach for the captives. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Yosef Moshe V'Yaron Tovar Shlomo. V'yivarech V'yishmar V'yansarach Nedere Tzav V'nali Yisrael V'shuyav. Yaskol Acheinu Hanasinu Matzaru V'ashivya Ba'avur Shekol HaKohol HaKadosh Hazah Nisparo Ba'avuram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachamim Aleyhem V'yotziyeh Mechoshech V'tzalmaves U'mosrosehem Yenatek U'mitzukosehem Yoshiyem V'yishivei Mehera V'cheit Mishpachosehem. Yodul Adonai Chastel v'nefla osob l'vnei Adam v'kriyam v'hem mikrosh ha-kasuv. Uftuye Adonai yishivu nevo tziriyon berina v'simcha solom ha-rosham. Zason v'simcha yasigu v'nasi yagon v'yanacha. V'nomar, Amen. Conclude with the Mishaberach. I'll pause for anyone to enter names. Mishaberach ha-vosteinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron Dovid u'Shlomo. U'yivarech es ha-cholin. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachamim Aleihem Lahachvimam Lerapolsam Lahachazkam Lahachiosam Yishvach Lahem Meherer Refuah Shalema Min Hashamayim L'chol Yireihem L'chol Yideihem Sochor Chali Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Refuah HaGuf Hashra Ba'agolo U'Bizman Karib V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Ismach. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in years Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again tomorrow, which will be our five-year anniversary since we launched the program at the height, at the beginning of COVID. And as we have each year since that first program, we will be joined tomorrow by Rabbi Ari Leibowitz, who kicked off the program 5 years ago and has joined us each year on its anniversary. So please join us again tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, and that's a fast day. Grateful to Rabbi Leibowitz for making himself available. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.